It's about that time when families across the region are making final decisions on whether to sign up for summer camp. Well, if you're thinking about a theater camp, but you still want to get a suntan, there's one camp in particular where every rehearsal, performance, and curtain call happens outdoors. David first heads to a bend in the Potomac to meet with the founder of the Traveling Players.
We're here in the great outdoors to talk about theater in the great outdoors, because there's nothing that goes better with Shakespeare than s'mores. I'm joined by Jeannie Harrison, the founder and the producing artistic director of the Traveling Players Ensemble, and we're here on the grounds of the Madeira School in McLean, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Explain Traveling Players. Explain this whole concept. And why are we freeloading on the Madeira School property right now?
Well, Traveling Players Ensemble is an educational theater company. It has a summer camp that is in residence here at the Madeira School, which is a beautiful property. It's 376 acres, primarily woodlands. I'm looking straight up the Potomac River, and if I had really, really good x-ray vision, about 3 miles, I'd be seeing Great Falls. This is known by the kayakers as one of the sweetest places on the river. And Traveling Players' mission is to bring great theater into the great outdoors. And so it's a perfect partnership for us. By great theater, we mean classical theater. We train our 5th to 12th graders to do work in Shakespeare, Molière, and Commedia dell'arte, which is a form of masked Italian theater, improvisational theater. So that's the great theater part. The great outdoors part is we actually train them to perform these works in amphitheaters. So in order to do that, we rehearse them outdoors all day, so they're used to the heat and humidity, and they grow big and strong and drink way too much water, which is good for them. And we also camp out every Thursday night, because part of what we do is we train them to tour. You've probably heard the phrase Shakespeare in the Park. We do things like Shakespeare in the Park in Shenandoah National Park, and we go down to Colonial Williamsburg and perform at the site of the first theater in the colonies. So we actually take our kids out of here into even more glorious places to share the works of these amazing playwrights. So just like we have to rehearse our play in order to perform it, we have to rehearse camping out so that we can go on tour, and we're used to camping out in the outdoors. So we practice things like pitching tents, cooking over open fires, eating way too many s'mores.
That's a requirement.
It is. It's a critical theatrical skill. But if you think about it, when you think of camping out, you think of things like stories around a campfire. And you think about those stories that you tell your people in your tent mates, the people inside your tent with you. And you talk differently when you're in those spaces. You'll tell stories in those environments that you wouldn't tell in the middle of the day under fluorescent lighting in a multipurpose room. And that's the kind of intimacy that we build up during our program on these overnights, but it translates onto the stage.
So there's a practical purpose for having all of your rehearsing done outside, because this is going to be performed outside. There's that reason, and also because some of the places where you're going to be going, there is going to be a camping element, so you'd better be prepared for that.
I do think that Traveling Players puts the camping back into a theater camp in a way that is very unique. And I'd say that we do get theater kids. All of our kids are theater kids, because we make you do theater all day long. Not all of our kids are hardcore outdoors kids. And many of them develop a real love for being outdoors. Many of them get a lot more exercise because we run them around. They have to be vocally and physically very strong to hold an audience in an amphitheater. There's a lot of distractions in amphitheaters. There are birds, and there's airplanes, and there's the mosquitoes, and there's things that can take an audience away from this powerful story that we're trying to tell. And so you have to be ultimately compelling.
You have to physically hold an audience.
You have to physically hold an audience when you are performing outdoors.
We're speaking with Jeannie Harrison with the Traveling Players Ensemble. How long have you been doing this, and how long have you been teaching theater in the outdoors?
Oh my. This is our 8th summer for Traveling Players Ensemble. I've been an outdoors person all my life. I started going to an outdoors camp when I was 4 years old. I worked on an amphitheater from 4 until I was 12. So that is really my background.
I see the campsite here. I'm looking down. I can see the Potomac River. I can see the area where you set up the tents. Where's the Nintendo station? Am I missing that?
We're a little unplugged around here, dude. yes, this is an unplugged environment.
What ages are in the summer camp?
We have ages 11 to 18. It's rising 6th graders to rising 12th graders. It's not just for kids who live right around here. We actually have adorable little purple buses. We have a fleet of purple school buses that span the D.C. metro area, and they pick up kids in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Jeannie Harrison, thank you for speaking with us today and bringing us to the campsite here in this gorgeous view of the Potomac River.
Thank you so much.
Jeannie Harrison is the founder and the producing artistic director of the Traveling Players Ensemble. For more information, you can just go to our website, go to metroconnection.org.